This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I think maybe we ought to redo the theme. You think the theme's still good? You think the music and the way we present this program, Michael Harrison, is good, or should we have something new and exciting that has perhaps rap?
I don't know what would replace the old-fashioned, terrible radio jingles. I mean, to me, they're all like kitsch. They're very old-fashioned, but that's sort of what it's about.
Exactly, right. Yeah. You know? Although I was thinking Gun Hill Road, you and the boys could put together a new theme for the talk radio downtown.
Yeah, so, but I wouldn't do it bouncy. I would do it sort of, okay, everybody, gather round. It's time for the talk radio countdown. You know, that type of thing. What do you think?
I think that's something we should work on this weekend.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put a lot of work into it. Let's knock it off this afternoon.
Nah, okay. All right, meanwhile, we have the charts this week, the stories, top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list. Michael's going to go through those. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael Harrison.
Yeah, okay, everybody, here are the charts done by a couple of very old farts. All right.
Speak for yourself there, pal.
At number 10, we have pot reclassification.
There you go.
And bring in
the Gun Hill Road guys for that.
Yeah. At number nine, Russia-Ukraine war. At number eight, abortion. At number seven, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number six, Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Mike Johnson. At number five, Trump's legal battles. At number four, the presidential race. At number three, the House anti-Semitism bill. At number two, the Israel-Hamas war. And at number one, the pro-Palestinian protests on the college campuses around the country. It's a top story. Mm-hmm. On our people survey, Kristi Noem is at 10, Vladimir Putin 9, at number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu, number 7, that fine actress, Stormy Daniels, at number 6, up there with
Kristi Noem is a pretty good actress, too.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of actresses out there and actors. Actually, they're all actors. I think the word actress is no longer a word.
They're all actors.
Yes, right. And even people are actors who are not even in acting. Like if somebody's involved in a political story, they're bad actors. At number six, we have RFK Jr. At number five, Mike Johnson. Number four, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yay!
At number three, Antony Blinken. Number two, Donald Trump. And number one, Joe Biden. There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
All right, so let's go back to number 10, Kristi Noem. Who in their right mind writes a book to try to get a positive attention to your quest to be Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee and admits to shooting your dog?
Only a Schmendrick.
Yes.
Governor Schmendrick.
What a great expression that is. The leadership and judgment. If she's the governor, she should never be reelected to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And because
she couldn't even be elected dog catcher.
I was going to do that. I know.
That was too obvious.
I had to, it was too good. Yeah, right. So anyway, under the circumstances, those people who are listening, we had three or four stations in Arizona. And out in that neck of the woods, she's not in Arizona.
She's in South Dakota,
wherever it is.
Right.
But she reminds me of that woman in Arizona. What's her name that ran for governor and lost?
Lake. Yeah. Who might become a senator. She's a major candidate for the Republican nomination.
Yep, she is. Yeah, right. You know. So anyway, but it shows you, the point I was trying to make here is that this book and her writing it shows you the lack of intelligence or the lack of understanding what the public is all about. You have your deal, and people voted for you, but I don't think this woman at this point, could she, you know, with Trump, he can do anything and do no wrong, and he's going to get away with it.
He could kill a puppy on
right.
Madison
yeah,
Avenue.
Still,
and get
right.
Away.
Yeah, right. Kristi Noem, no. She's overplayed her part. She's overcooked the spinach, if you will. And I think she has written her own epitaph
right.
with this book. And yeah. So, anyway.
Some people think that she wrote the book to get ahead of the story, that it would come out.
No.
That it was already floating around out there, and that the reason she put it in was to be the one who brought the news to everybody, as opposed to have it brought up in the future. Or if she were to be the Republican vice presidential nominee, her name has been thrown around. I don't think it's. I think it's now going to be thrown out. I do not think that you could be elected anything in this country if you do not like dogs.
Right. That's. I think that's a given. Hello. Knock, knock, anybody home?
Right.
Talk about the number one rail, like the third rail,
yeah,
right?
No. There's a reason they say that the dog is man's best friend, or, you know, I mean, our relationship with that species goes beyond, you know, it goes beyond. It's just it's a very close relationship.
All right, so that's number 10 on the people list. Number 10 on the story list, the reclassification of pot. By our legislative process. And when I first saw this, I just scribbled, you know, on my notes, why? So maybe we dig into that a little
bit. I wrote, oh, wow, man.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. So this is all about, you know, the government and its involvement in things like this. It's so ludicrous that we should spend so much time. Do I like pot? No. Would I ever use it? No. Was I going to grow it on my farm? Yeah, I was if I'd been given the chance. But in the circumstance we find ourselves in these days, this kind of stuff, these sorts of elementary arguments, the stuff isn't good for you. It may be good for some. Medical marijuana helps people who are in pain and who are on their way out anyway. But in general, what does this stuff do to your lungs? You don't want to know. And maybe it doesn't. You don't care. It doesn't register with you because the effects that it has on people are more to their liking than worrying about what's going on in their lungs. Okay, so if that's the case, then you're going to use it anyway. I just don't get this like puritanical look at stuff like this. Am I the only guy who thinks that?
No, you're not. But, you know, it's just an interesting commentary on these times that we devote so much political energy to lifestyles as opposed to the issues that really affect us politically.
Yeah,
we should get out of each other's faces. We're all in each other's faces. But I can.
And there's no better representation of that, Michael, than these Palestinian protests that are going on in the college campuses around the country and around the world, actually.
Yeah. See, that's a far more disturbing development, politically and news-wise and all that, and whether how we categorize marijuana or cannabis or pot, or whatever you want to call it at this time. Although I have to tell you, historically, I do understand why there still is legislative residue over the legalization of marijuana. It's still not legal, you know, federally.
And 26 states have legalized, or 28, I think.
Yeah.
But federally, you can't. There was a warning that was put out because of the discussion of this reclassification in the legislative process. A lot of radio stations who are looking at this kind of like it was political, when there are political years, the radio stations salivate because of all the money they get spent promoting this candidate and that candidate. Well, this is kind of like betting, too. The gates of money that were immediately available for stations to advertise betting after it was legalized. And that's the kind of thing that the radio world, television world, advertising world is looking at. They want to make this national so that the you won't get a warning from your member. It's still illegal, so don't advertise this on your program.
Right, because the federal government regulates radio and television. Yeah. I don't even know what goes on anymore with television and regulation. That's, you know, over-the-air TV is something that you have to really search far and wide to find. But, you know, it's all cable or some other service, streaming. But if you're a radio station and you have the opportunity to run commercials for cannabis, which could be on billboards all across your territory, you know, this cannabis...
Well, it is now. In my state, the cannabis advertising all over the place on billboards.
It's amazing. It freaks people out when they come to Massachusetts. They say, I can't believe it. Yeah. There's cannabis ads everywhere, except on radio, because radio stations are afraid that they'll lose their license because it's a federal...
Nonsense.
It's still not legally federally. You know?
It's nonsense. It is. It's nonsense. All right, we're overviewing the stories and the people here, the charts from Talkers Magazine. The folks there do the research, and we talk about it here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. I have a sort of a secret to share with you. Ooh. There are a lot of rumors from the folks that produce Calitrin that they have new products. Well, they don't. But it seems like it, because we always are promoting Calitrin itself. But the folks who are there making that product also have used their scientific know-how to develop other products. And so in this case, the Belly Blast, Belly Buster, is available now in a package from Calitrin. This is something that goes hand-in-hand with Calitrin, even though, again, we don't talk about it. When you go to toploss.com, their website, you can see the information about that and some of the other items that they have. But this is a great pairing, Calitrin and Belly Blast. 90-day Calitrin capsule Belly Blast combo available right now exclusively for the people who are listening to this program. So go to toploss.com. You'll be sort of sent to the customer appreciation department. And you'll be told when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you get a 90-day supply of Belly Blast free. That's a $100 value that you don't have to pay for when you're buying Calitrin. So check that out. Do yourself a favor. Get on the program. Lose the weight. Feel better about yourself. No drugs. It's all natural. Check it out at toploss.com, please. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal, 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack, or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calitrin consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com, or call us 833-TOPLOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use a Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing unique to the Calitrin folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, it's now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison discussing the issues that have been covered, the stories that are on file at talkers.com, and also we publish them at gooddayshow.com. The election, the presidential race, number four this week. I thought it was pretty interesting. Ahead of the election, the CEO of Lyft has come up with a plan to boost voter turnout among the people who not only work for him, but people who use the ride-sharing service that they offer. This will be something that you'll see on screens in the cars, and there'll be pamphlets available to get people to go to the polls. I thought this was, when you think about it, it's pretty unique, a good way to increase their company's footprint for sure, and also increasing voter turnout. So what do you make of this? Other companies are probably doing that. I think Levi Strauss is doing the same thing. There are other companies that are doing it, but I thought it was most unusual that Lyft was doing it.
Well, Lyft, I mean, it takes people places. It's sort of a given, you know, that they would be suitable for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Levi's, you know, put on your jeans and go vote.
Right.
Oh, I had planned to go in my pajamas. You know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, you know, at least we'll give you a ride there. You know,
yeah.
And if you've been drinking, we'll give you a ride back.
Right. Best way to go to vote is to get sloshed before you go. Right. Anyway, they're working with a number of nonprofits to get voters to the polls. And, you know, you wonder sometimes when these efforts happen, Michael, there's a pejorative. There's a reason that some people, like the Democratic Committee in my community, sends people around to pick up folks, have them go vote. And the subtle, or maybe not so subtle, suggestion is, we're Democrats, we're bringing you to the polls, so we'd appreciate a vote for anybody who's got a D beside his name. That's not too subtle, is it?
No, not too subtle at all, but, you know, usually they'll help people that they already know are predisposed, right, to vote for a Democrat. Mm-hmm. It comes down to voter turnout. When you have close votes, as we have these days, voter turnout is the key. If people if people think that they're going to win and don't go to vote, well, sometimes they lose. And if people are not galvanized, motivated, you know, charged up, a minority, a smaller segment of the population could, in fact, get their candidate into office.
Well, I just, you know, we're still months and months and months away from Election Day, and yet all the attention we have. How much time do we spend on this program talking about the electoral process, those people who are running for office? I mean, you look back over the years, and maybe it culminates now, excuse my allergies, it culminates in the fact that each season, each electoral, the four-year process for presidents,
let's say, five minutes
after a winner is declared in the presidential sweepstakes, as they call it, the next guy who wants to be president 4 years from now is going to be, okay, I'm running.
Yeah, that started largely with the Clinton administration. When Bill Clinton was elected president, it just never stopped. And that and a lot of that was due to talk radio and the emergence of talk media in the 90s.
Yeah.
That's one of the many, many contributions to a changing culture that talk radio, the modern era of talk radio, has brought to our country.
Well, you know, James Carville, who was his media guy, understood talk radio very well and understood how to get the message out. What's more clear than it's the economy, stupid?
Well, to a certain degree, yeah. Yeah, you know, this harkens back to what I said a few minutes ago. We're talking a lot about lifestyle in politics, which is a swing in a different direction than it's the economy,
yeah.
Stupid.
Right. All right. We continue on. Stay tuned for more with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A busy stretch of in southeastern Connecticut closed for an unknown amount of time while crews take down and rebuild an overpass that was damaged beyond repair when a gas tanker caught fire underneath it. It's estimated that about 180,000 people use that stretch of I-95 every day. The jobs report looking good for April, although employers didn't hire as many people as usual, they still added 175,000 jobs, much less than the 275,000 predicted. President Biden denouncing the protests on college campuses around the country, not for their message, but for their violence. Police have now been dispatched to several colleges to break up the protests. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary healthcare procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, heard every week on great radio stations like WGGH in Paducah, Kentucky, actually Cape Girardeau on that area there. They cover that area very well. And also folks listening to WGBF, which is in Evansville, Indiana, the Owensboro, Kentucky area. So both those stations trailing along with us as we go through the issues of the week. A big time. Number one this week, the pro-Palestinian protesting. I thought this was pretty interesting. Former Google workers have filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board after they were fired or placed on administrative leave for protesting the company's cloud computing contract with Israel. Why, the company doesn't want you to do that, and they... They're private concerns, so why you can file all of the lawsuits you want to against them, but they have every right to do that, I would have guessed, even though you may not like Google, you may not like Amazon and what they do, what they stand for, but you go there to work, you go to work for them under the circumstances that they present. Am I right or wrong, Michael?
I guess people have the right to run their businesses the way they want. People have the right to protest.
Yeah.
You know, and when you get to suing over stuff like that, that's where we talk about, you know, just what are the people's rights when it comes to these type of disputes.
The person who spoke for Google said the protests were a clear case of employees disrupting and occupying workspaces, not working, getting paid, making other employees feel threatened and unsafe. So, yeah, you're fired. I don't have a problem with that at all, frankly. It seems to me that...
No, I don't either. I think that right now one of the problems in the country is that employers have to are afraid of their employees.
Yeah,
that hurts employment.
Yep.
People are very hesitant to hire anybody for fear that the person will turn on them, sue them, be a problem. There's so much walking on eggshells now in terms of human relations.
Everything
that
in every area,
right,
is walking on eggshells. Look, you can't say. You're politically incorrect if you call the homeless homeless. It's the unhoused now.
Right.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything different than homeless. So
we change words, and some words are okay, and some words are not based upon the implication, how they're used, and all of this splitting of hairs. Too microscopic our judgment of these things. It's called splitting hairs, and that's what we're doing. And it leads to righteous indignation. It leads to people having chips on their shoulders. It leads to frivolous lawsuits, and it leads to just bad relations, and it stifles freedom. It stifles creativity, and it's a very depressing turn of events.
You know, the number nine issue this week, the Russian-Ukrainian war, oftentimes we have issues with China that appear in our story list. I thought it was pretty interesting this week. The Chinese announced, well, they didn't really announce it, but it became known that the Chinese government is involved. I mean, not that we needed somebody to tell us that. We've known this pretty much since the war with Ukraine started. The Chinese were in there as a cheering squad behind the scenes, helping the Russians to hold their position. Mm-hmm. So I guess my observation on that would be, I would think they wouldn't want people to know that, or they would try to squash the rumors, because if between the Russians and the Chinese, if they can't kind of push the Ukrainians around, and they obviously can't, then what are you talking about? Why are you sort of quietly bragging, well, we're in there to help our friends the Russians?
Yeah.
Not doing much of a job there, pal.
One of the connections to China is their attitude about Taiwan. There's a parallel between Ukraine and Russia and Taiwan and China. And they obviously don't want to get themselves involved in some type of a boondoggle the way the Russians have in Ukraine, as the way the Russians did in Afghanistan, as the way the United States did in Iraq, as the United States did in Vietnam, as the French did in Vietnam.
Yeah.
It's obvious that the old idea of rolling over another nation with your military doesn't work. It's very hard in this modern era to conquer another country through force.
Doesn't work. Number four this week on the story list, our presidential race coverage and discussions as the week ends and we start hearing more and more from Robert F. Kennedy. There happens to be a front page story, which is astounding, frankly, in the New York Times that people will talk about if they have the balsam to do it. I'm expecting a lot of radio stations will not take on this because they don't want to see Kennedy get any more free exposure than he's getting, because they don't want him to interfere with Trump and Biden, but he is. And the big thing this weekend is going to be coverage of an overview of the impact of the vaccines on people. There are 13,000 people in a class action lawsuit filed against the government who are medical professionals who have the records to prove what happened to them after they got their shots. And it's pretty doggone damning. And it just completely leads into what Robert F. Kennedy has been saying since he started running for the presidency. And people have said, oh, listen to this. He has no credibility. Look at what he says about vaccines. Well, now you can look at this lawsuit from these 13,000-plus medical professionals who are suing the federal government for mandating in certain circumstances that they take, you know, you couldn't work in a hospital, you couldn't work in a medical office if you didn't get a shot. Mm-hmm. And now there appears to be a lot, not everybody was affected negatively, but there were a lot of people who were. And so, you know, doesn't that lead to more focus on Kennedy? Maybe this guy's right. So then
well,
we asked
maybe he's right. Maybe, though, anybody who points out the downside of drugs is right.
Vagaries.
And that doesn't look at the upside of drugs. I mean, look at all the commercials that are on television right now from the pharmaceutical industry. I'd say 45% to 50% of the time spent during, let's say, a one-minute spot is telling you that, and they do it you know, very, very hushed tones, very straight. Yeah. In other words, this drug is going to make you happy. It will cause you to die.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether or not the naysayers about the vaccine have just been tapping into that one aspect of all meds, or whether there's something particularly dangerous about vaccines.
And then there's the question, who will Robert F. Kennedy hurt more in 2024, Trump or Biden?
That's a great question, and the conventional wisdom is that he will hurt Biden. My opinion is he will hurt Trump.
Well, he maybe will do himself a favor because he's doing extraordinarily well among 35 and younger voters who don't want to have anything to do with either of these other two guys.
Right.
And that's where
he's... Unless they won't vote.
Well, either that or they'll vote for him. That remains to be seen. All right, come back in a moment. Michael and I talk about an interview that Michael did this week for his Michael Harrison, the MH interview. It's kind of a personal story, and maybe we'll give it a little more time because of the ramifications of the information that is in it. Meanwhile, I'd like to invite you, as I have many times in the past year, to have a few days and nights on us, in a manner of speaking. Yep, you can go to Las Vegas, stay there for a couple of nights, and not have to pay for the hotel if you call 800-419-3684. No gimmicks. This is, they're selling you rooms in Las Vegas in the sense you want to stay more than two nights. Last minute you say, I'd like to spend a couple of more nights. Okay, so you do that, but the first two nights are free. Can't beat that. And if you only want to stay two nights, the whole thing is free while you're in Vegas. Have it free. Have it your way. Call 800-419-3684 for a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. All right, back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and I have been doing this program for a long time. We both are veteran broadcasters, decades and decades and decades of time on the air. Both of us started as disc jockeys. Michael was much more successful. He stayed with it longer. I got into talk in the mid-70s when it was just sort of starting. So it has been more of my calling card because I like to talk about the issues of the day. I like to motivate people. I try to, in terms of the radio work that I've done over the years, make people feel better about themselves. And so as there's a chapter coming to a close this week of the History of the Good Day program, which has been on the air for 36 years. And so Michael decided it was a good time to do an interview with me about a lot of different things, actually. And as usual, you did a masterful job of bringing things out in me. A good interviewer does that. Ask a quick question, right words are there, and you get people to talk about the things that you want them to talk about. And I felt very comfortable, as I always do with you. I mean, it's interesting because it was sort of a turning of the tables. This program has me asking you questions, but in the MH interview where you have guests, you ask them questions.
Right.
So what's your takeaway? Do you want to play a snippet of this? Is it worthwhile or not? We don't have to play any of it. We don't want to. Or maybe
that's up to you.
A quick minute. James, play just a minute of this exchange, a little bit.
In conclusion, are you optimistic, pessimistic about the state of radio and its continuing into the 21st century in the digital era? And then part two of that question is, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of the country and society?
If I were to believe and read and follow the current the listings of information the way that it's provided to us, I would think that, you know, we'll be gone tomorrow. I don't happen to believe that because I don't happen to believe most of the crap that's on social media that's pejorative any more than I believe a lot of the stuff that people listening to me know that I'm very fervently opposed to single-minded thinking, the idea that one guy is better than the other guy, or one party is better than the other party, or I know more than you do because I'm of this religion, that's all nonsense.
All right, so that's enough. I mean, it just sort of sets the tone. Michael asking me about, you know, some of the things that are a part of who I am and what I talk about, because they are one and the same, in essence, right? Did you get that out of our conversation?
No, certainly. I've always felt that way about you. Sometimes I try to lean you toward not being as transparent as for a standpoint of expediency and self-preservation. Second time in the 9-year history of that podcast that I've interviewed you, and I will do it again, obviously, hopefully. But it's mhinterview.com for folks who listen to Doug and are interested in knowing more sides of Doug than maybe you get on the Good Day Show or on the Countdown Show or the Farmer Show. So it's mhinterview.com. It's the current interview, and it's a very interesting conversation about these times, as well as what makes Doug Steffen tick.
Yeah, it isn't just about me,
right?
Hooray, hooray! It's about what? It's about the change in our presentation of the Good Day program, and how it'll be a big focus of weekend listening. A lot of big stations are saying they want to have good, fresh programming on the weekend, and so we've devoted our efforts to putting a good weekend program together. It'll be very similar, if not exactly the same, as the Good Day Show that we do during the week. So that's something to look forward to, too. It actually starts, as we're speaking, this weekend. All right, Michael, talk to you. Well, we'll continue on here. In a matter of moments, Stephen J.J. Wiseman will join us on the Countdown. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calotren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. This is for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use a Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calotren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, joined by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney, the official attorney for the Countdown Show and my other broadcasts. But he's also the author of a number of books on scams and how to protect yourself. He's got a website, scamicide.com, that's very helpful. So I enter our conversation with the information that came out this week as to how much money Americans that are 60 plus have lost to scams in the past year. $3.5 billion overall, according to the report released by the FBI. Elder fraud, the biggest, $3.5 billion. That's up $400 million from last year. Wow.
Oh, it's not that bad, Doug.
No, it's worse.
Far worse.
Right.
Yeah, and the thing is, and even if in the FBI report, they even say that the actual figure is probably far worse, because a lot of seniors are embarrassed when they are scammed and they don't report it. You know, anyone can be scammed. There's an interesting thing, because I've studied this so much as far as, you know, why people fall for scams, and any of us can. But with seniors, there's a part of our brain that deals with skepticism that becomes less viable as we age. And so, in fact, they are more trusting. And so,
gullible.
Fall for scams.
No, the word's gullible.
Yeah.
Don't you think the word's gullible?
No, I don't. I think gullible's a bit too pejorative. I just think they don't think things through, and I'm not going to be as hard on them. The other thing is, and I've always said, the scammers have a knowledge of psychology Freud would have envied. Most scams appeal to emotions and an emergency, and you've got to act right away. And the science behind this is there's a part of our brain called the amygdala, and often referred to as the lizard brain. And this is something that we needed as good old Neanderthals. Oh, my goodness, there's an indication that a saber-toothed tiger, assuming they were there, is going to attack me. So you had to react and respond quickly without thinking to certain emergencies. But we've kept that. And this is what the scammers do appeal to. Certainly, they also appeal to greed. But they'll set up an emergency, and we respond to that. There's a problem with our bank account. Our Social Security number is being used by drug dealers in Texas. And so they prey upon this. And this is one reason why I criticize the banks. And Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, filed a lawsuit against Citibank. And she said they're not doing enough to protect the client, their customers. So, for instance, you know, Citibank is saying, oh, you fell for a scam, you wired the money, that's your problem. But what Attorney General James is saying, you've got a woman who's 80 years old, has never wired money in her life, and suddenly she's wiring all of her money somewhere.
Yeah.
That is a red flag that the calm-thinking bank should be looking at and knowing their customer.
Yep. All right, next up, the change in Arizona, the abortion law, the legislative input there, the legalities of all of this stuff, which could be turned around because they're putting it on the ballot this fall. What does this all amount to?
It amounts to a significant benefit to the Democrats, and this is something that, you know, we saw in the 2022 midterm elections. The abortion rights, you know, the majority of the public wants to have legalized abortions, and certainly there are restrictions and rules on it, but not the kind of draconian turnaround that we've seen after the Supreme Court decision. And in Arizona, I got to admit, when they pulled up this law from the 1800s, I was not shocked that it got overturned. I was shocked that the Arizona Senate only had two Republicans that went with this. To me, they're not measuring the public. And, you know, and the other thing is, you know, if you don't like abortions, have birth control more available.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something where it's another problem.
30 seconds on the legal troubles the president continues to have. Nothing other than Cohen, there's nothing new there. Is there this week?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting. Even, you know, the days when no one trusts anything, the defense was trying to say, because they had phone conversations, that indeed,
yeah,
could these have been manipulated? So lawyers, all they need to do is create doubt. But so far, the case seems to be going strong for the prosecution.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Speaking of going strong, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here going strong for you and for us, for all of us who need help. Check out that website, scamaside.com. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.